7:30 on your community radio station at 7:30 Voices from the Edge Talk Radio. Joanne and Dave speak with Margaret Butler from Jobs with Justice about the 50th anniversary of Labour Community Coalition building. Later they'll discuss the Portland Police Bureau's release of their latest report on racial profiling. At 9, Carlos Chavez hosts Chicanismo, a program that examines cultural evolution in the Mexican-American or Chicano. He'll have more on immigrant rights. At 9:30, Teresa Mitchell hosts Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know. At 10, the guest is Dan Shahur, a former soldier in the Israeli Infantry Regiment who refused to serve in the occupied territories and was imprisoned in 2003. Since then, he's been active in the Israeli Refusant Movement. At 10:15, the guest is Mary Wynne Ashford, the former president of International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War. She'll speak in Portland this weekend on looking at the Iraq War using a medical paradigm. At 10:30 on Art Focus, Julie Bernard's guest is local poet and sculptor Keith Jellum and Stacey Fletcher. They'll discuss the work of sculptor Hilda Morris. And be sure to stay with us. At 11 o'clock, we've got Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good day.
Welcome to Thursday's edition of the Community Calendar for May 18th. The Portland chapter of the Surfrider Foundation is hosting a concert benefit at the Fez Ballroom in downtown Portland tonight from 8 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. Bands include The Decliners, Bad Goat, American Roulette, Ramblin' Rose, and two DJs, Stray and El Rubio. Musical styles range from punk to funk, from reggae to country. There will also be a raffle with items including surfboards, a snowboard, wetsuits, rash guards, and much more. All proceeds raised from this event will support Surfrider Foundation's water quality testing program, the Blue Water Task Force. Tickets are $10 and can be purchased in advance on the web at surfrider.org. The Surfrider Foundation is a nonprofit environmental organization dedicated to the protection and enjoyment of the world's oceans, waves, and beaches for all people through conservation, activism, research, and education. Represented by over 50,000 members and 60 local chapters in the U.S., the Surfrider Foundation also has affiliations in Australia, Japan, France, and Brazil. The Rose City Cop Watch is holding a potluck tonight from 6:30 to 10:30 p.m. Learn about Rose City Cop Watch and what you can do to help change what police mean in this society. Hear what's been going on with the police in Portland, opportunities for trainings, cop watching, and information about becoming a member. The potluck will be held at 5606 North Maryland Street near Interstate and Killingsworth in Portland. For more information, call 503-993-9464, 503-993-9464. Rose City Cop Watch is a grassroots police accountability organization in Portland that works to reduce police violence, disrupt the ability of the police to enforce race and class lines, and envision community-powered alternatives to police institutions. City Repair is holding a volunteer orientation this evening starting at 6 o'clock p.m. The City Repair Project is ramping up for several projects over the next few weeks and months and are in need of people to help create sustainable, people-oriented communities. Attendees will meet inspiring people, have lots of fun, and transform themselves in the process. This orientation will be held at the City Repair Headquarters. That address is 2122 Southeast Division Street in Portland. For more information, call 503-235-8646, 503-235-8646. 8646 or visit the web at cityrepair.org. City Repair has regular volunteer orientations at City Repair headquarters every Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m. And you've been listening to the Community Calendar. This is Alicia Olson for KBOO, listener-sponsored community radio in Portland, Hood River, and Corvallis.